Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll find out where the room is at for Thursday Night Football in about 20 minutes. We've also got our lightning bets coming your way. Another hour here. It's Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. On X, Sam is at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. Our guest at Kelly in Vegas with us every week on the show in the final stretch, with it being conference championship week in college football. Ways to go in the NFL. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm laughing that Sammy P is in a sport coat and you are in a hoodie. Like, I feel like we got two different dynamics going on right now. Sammy, do you have like a nice luncheon or something after this?
I got a hot date after the show, actually. No, we got bear bets every Thursday. So I'm here.
He's in New York.
Filthy city. Yeah, it's just disgusting. By the way, like, I looked up during the break. Were you, like, ripping a promo for Ron DeSantis or something? You were, like, filming a video. What were you doing?
No. I was doing some stuff for Splash Sports. I'm trying to get things going. That's why you guys got me on a Thursday. I promised my dad I would help him out with a bunch of stuff tomorrow. So I'm trying to just rip through as many content things that are on my to-do list for today.
Is there something else we have to join over there?
Oh, yeah. You know it. Come on.
Got your college football up. I saw it. Yeah.
Well, we have college football up for this week because we do every week, right? But you're going to pick all 9 games against the spread for this week. $25, $10,000 guaranteed. But the interesting one is the one that John Murray and I did last year. We're running it back this year, and it's the college football playoff Survivor. Woo! That one's
here
tough.
We go.
That one is tough. That one is a tough one. Last year, I saved Notre Dame. I went back and forth. I bet on Ohio State, but I saved Notre Dame in the splash. So it was kind of like one of those, like, hedges, if you will, for the national championship. It is really tough to win it, but someone's got to do it. So why not us?
So you can see the odds on the screen right now at BetMGM to win the whole thing. If you weren't invested in any team, let's just play this out. You had to make a bet right now on any of those teams on the rail to win the title. Who are you taking?
You know what's crazy, you guys? I have a 10-1 bet on Georgia I made a couple of weeks ago. But Texas A&M, by all intents and purposes, should win the Big 12 championship. I got to figure out what the heck I'm going to do with my Texas Tech ticket. I didn't bet hardly anything on it. I do a bunch of stuff over at Wager Talk, and we were doing a Big 12 preview, and I'm sitting there going, look at these top 7 teams. Any one of them could win the Big 12 this year. And there was a 100-1 ticket on Texas Tech to win the national championship. And I was like, this team spent more money than God in their NIL. Are they going to win it? No. But I can't believe that it's missing a zero from the ticket that I have in pocket for a little C note. And I got to figure out what I'm going to do with that. I don't think it's going to be the Aggies, as you guys have already probably heard. They're losing their offensive coordinator. He's going to be the new head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats. Alabama, maybe they win the SEC championship on Saturday. Maybe they don't. I think it's a coin flip game. I just don't think this team has enough grit, right? We saw it versus Oklahoma. They face a good defense, and they kind of cower down. Ty Simpson, you know, Heisman front runner, at least him and Arch Manning were talked about the most to start the season. I'm not buying the hype. I'm going back with the Georgia Bulldogs. I still think there's value there at 8-1. You guys remember, I think Gracie came on the show and told you that it was in the stars for them as well.
Yeah. And Paul was very excited because he bet Georgia. I forgot if it was right before or right after. I think it was before. He bet Georgia.
Nice.
Then Gracie came on, said that. So, he was happy. All right, help me out. Are you taking credit for the changes at Kansas State?
Am I taking credit? No, yes. I'm not taking credit. Listen, I am a spoiled brat, and we can all blame Bill Snyder for that. And that is just hand up. If you are younger than me, I know exactly why you're angry at a 6-6 season, right? I moved to Manhattan in the early 90s. K-State started winning 8, 9, 10 games throughout my childhood. And that was the floor, right? This year, season win total, 8.5 wins. Was expected to go into Dublin, win the game. They didn't. But then they puked all over themselves against North Dakota and Army and Arizona. Then they tried to rebound and just could not get anything going. It was just a really down year for Kansas State athletics. And I was screaming from the mountaintops that I wanted coordinators fired and such. Call me a bad person or don't. I don't care. I'm a fan and I have a lot of passion. And if I was that bad at my job, I would want somebody to fire me too. That being said, hiring the witch was Gracie's idea, because I said I thought that there was a Aer Lingus Dublin college football game type of curse, right? Florida State, look at them. They've still been off the rails. They can't even afford to fire Mike Norvell. At least K-State can afford to pay Chris Klieman to ride off in the sunset, right? Nebraska, they're now on their second coach since they went to Dublin. And Matt Rhule, well, he used to be a good football coach, at least when he was at Baylor. And now let's look at what's happening to Nebraska. And I said, no more. $190 on Etsy, sign me up. Now, is that my doing? I don't know. Maybe it's the witch's doing. Maybe I put that ball into motion, but I'm going to give her all the credit. Mariah lit some candles, pulled some cards, and now all of a sudden, here we are.
Candles. How many people are in the spiritual council now? Is it 4 or 5?
3.
3? We lost a council member?
No, I mean, Arielle's in right. The council, but she's not a witch. So, like, I never counted her.
Okay, what is the official list?
Well, Gracie? One person probably doesn't want to be named, but Dan Livshatz is in my spiritual council.
My, get out. No, yeah. He's not.
I have a call with him at 2:00. I have a 3-hour drive ahead of me up to my dad's, and I said, hey, I need to call you and talk to you about some stuff. We've already pulled Colin Klein's numbers. We already kind of know it's going to be a great year for Kansas State football next year. Listen, I hope everything I've ever said about Colin Klein is so wrong. How about that? As a K-State fan, I want nothing but the best for my alma mater. Shout out Gene Taylor for being the most badass athletic director in the country. It could be a lot worse. You could have Pat Kraft.
And Livshatz.
I'm laughing because I just checked Twitter. You know, during the show, we don't really look at Twitter because we're doing a show. I had 22 notifications. And I'm thinking, something happened. Nope, it's just Livshatz arguing with an account with like 6 followers in my mentions. Yep. Like that's my 22 notifications. Livshatz going back and forth with a 6 follower account.
You know, he does the Lord's work some days. You know, I don't have the bandwidth to argue with people anymore like that. But man, he does a great job of it.
All right, what about the games this weekend? Do you like maybe 1 or 2? Like, where are you at? I know you're very picky, and a lot of times the games that most people are talking about, most people are betting, are not the ones that you're on. So what is your approach to conference championship weekend?
You know, that's interesting, because I feel like the whole world, including myself, is on Indiana, and rightfully so. I mean, how can you not love Kirk Cignetti as an underdog? And I say that loosely, because I know a lot of people don't like him. Our good friend CT Betts actually, I think, hates Kirk Cignetti with a vengeance for whatever reason. But like, as an underdog coach, I think he is absolutely amazing. I want to bet against him as a favorite in some certain spots. But here's an Ohio State team that has just covered all season long. And so I'm waiting for the betting public to come in, and they may be in agreement with me here on Indiana. And that's never a fun place to be. But Ohio State has covered all but one game this year. And what did they do last week? All right, they got the win in Ann Arbor. I think that game was such an important game for Ohio State to kind of just get that monkey off their back. If you guys remember, I bet Ohio State after they lost to Michigan last year. I waited and I took the +550 because I said that was just such a weird game in Columbus. Now they get that off their back. Well, what did Indiana do last week? They just walloped Purdue. Mendoza barely even saw the second half because he's probably going to win the Heisman Trophy already. But I will say the one thing that's kind of keeping me in the wings is the favorite 8-0 straight up and 6-2 against the spread in the last 8 Big Ten championship games. I just think Ohio State's entire persona was last week. They got that business handled, right? Now they can just relax and go into the College Football Playoff, how much does this Big Ten title game really matter to this team? I'm not sure it does.
So in the Big 12, Texas Tech has been a moneymaker all year, right? 11-1 ATS, and we've already seen this game. They blasted BYU.
Blasted.
Why are we not just taking Texas Tech? Like, is that like oversight or what?
Listen, I can completely understand why somebody would want to. So I have Texas Tech 12-1 to win the Big 12. And
oh, okay.
By all intents and purposes, I should just sit back and do nothing, right? I have...
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a $4 Moneyline favorite on this game. Some people are saying, hey, but you should do what you did with Florida, and you should take, you know, during March Madness and take the points on the other side and hopefully you'll win both. And I didn't listen to anybody in every single one of those games. Florida didn't cover but one. And that's kind of what this game reminds me of. Yes, they're meeting for a second time. Sataki, with all of the like rumors, if you will, to Penn State, whether it was a done deal until the crumble cookie guy came in or not, I don't know. I will say this. If you watched the game last time, Texas Tech held BYU to season low yardage, 67 rushing yards. And it wasn't some big blowout. Like, Texas Tech put up big numbers. They only scored 29. But it was basically like 24-0 right out of the gate. BYU did not score until the fourth quarter. It was ugly. I think that Texas Tech may get in to the College Football Playoff whether they win this game or not. Mm-hmm. BYU absolutely has to win this game in order to get in. I don't think that they're going to let two Big 12 teams in unless they have the same records, right? So Red Raiders have been great as a double-digit favorite, 21-6 against the spread. I'm kind of on the fence here whether I want to take – if it gets, 13.5, I may really consider taking BYU here. I think that is a little overinflated. I think BYU is a great team. But you're right, Texas Tech has just been so dominant all season long, even against my Wildcats, where I said, hey, this is a lot of points. Look at K-State here at home. The second half, the doors just absolutely got blown open, and that's what they do against all teams not named Arizona State.
Any other games this weekend, whether it be Friday or Saturday, that you like?
Yeah, I like Duke. I know that sounds gross because there's a 7-5 Duke team. Should not get in, right? But the ACC says, well, you guys got the tiebreaker, so here you go. And that's kind of an exciting place to be, right? Because now you're just playing free. You're not worried about anything. All the pressure is on this Virginia team that nobody thought. I think there's one person I know that has a Cavaliers to win the ACC ticket out there. But the first game is the same what Sammy just mentioned with Texas Tech BYU. Virginia just dominated them last month, 34-17. They outgained Duke by 300 yards. It was just gross. But what Duke does is they live and die by turnovers. They are top 25 in both giveaways and takeaways on the year. The reason why they won last week is because they got four turnovers from Wake Forest. So I think that the Blue Devils defense comes to play. Virginia's got some nerves, maybe turns the ball over a couple times. I think 3.5 in a game where I think it should be closer to a pick 'em is very generous.
How about NFL? Anything you love yet?
Woo! I don't know. Love is a strong word for the NFL, Sammy. I don't know if there's ever anything that I love in the NFL. Every week I give out a best bet on it. And every week I give out a barking dog. And you know what wins? The barking dogs every single week. You know what loses? My best bet. That was until last week. And all I did was saying, I'm betting against the Raiders. And even with Justin Herbert hurt, there was really virtually no sweat in cashing that ticket with the Chargers. They were absolutely dominant. And what did Geno Smith do? Yeah, he got sacked a million times once again. Justin Herbert out for what, three or four series with a hand injury, and it was just still cake. I don't know if NFL teams quit. There's an argument always to be made. Pete Carroll sure looks like he wants to quit midseason. I feel bad for the guy, Super Bowl winning coach, but he has got his hands full with a Raiders team that is absolutely awful. And the offensive line is all banged up. That doesn't help the running game. Their receiving core has got cluster injuries. Now they're missing Deontay Thornton Jr. because he got a concussion last week. I don't know how you can't just lay it here with the Denver Broncos. And I know that is so square. But the last times we saw these two play was on November 6th in Denver, and the game was 10-7. It was awful. This time, they're playing indoors in Allegiant Stadium. It's going to be filled with Broncos fans. And the Broncos essentially only need 17 points to cover the spread because we know what the Raiders offense are going to do. They might score six. I like the Broncos in teasers. I like the Broncos in Survivor. The Raiders fan base has got to be completely demoralized. Hopefully they're selling all their tickets and it's, you know, 2/3 Broncos fans. It's like one of those scenarios where you just want to keep betting against these bad teams and eventually the mic is going to drop, and it might this week, but I think this Broncos team's a lot better than I gave them credit for a majority of the season.
All right, Kelly in Vegas with us every week here on Bet Sweats. Kelly, best of luck with all your plays. If you have any Survivor entries, you mentioned Denver there. Certainly good luck with that one.
I'm stuck taking the Browns in the double pick with the 2.5 million. I got to take the Browns. And the Buccaneers. No. I am already in.
You're doing the Bucs?
I'm going to do it's a double pick in the $2.5 million guaranteed. I'm going to do one Buc. Well, I have to do two picks. So one Bucs, one Browns.
Right. All right. Good luck. Good luck back in Shador. Open works. We'll find out where the room is at for tonight next. This is Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.